Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 20th. These are today's vital statistics. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville, died Sunday morning, August 16th, at the Senior Life Center in Reedsburg. Funeral services will be conducted at 11:30 a.m. Friday, August 21st, at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Interment will be in St. Peter's Cemetery. There will be a visitation on Friday morning from 9:30 a.m. until 11:15 a.m. at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Peter's Lutheran Church would be appreciated. The Farber Funeral Home is serving the family. Isabel is survived by three children, Daniel and Cynthia Reimer, Jane and Kurt Muko, Gary and Pamela Reimer, sister Jean Steve Friday, sister-in-law Nancy Reimer, five grandchildren, one step-granddaughter, seven great-grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Isabel M. Reimer, 91, of Loganville. Gary Lee Hagar, 79, of Madison, formerly of Avoca, died Thursday, June 18th at Sage Meadows in Middleton. A celebration of life will be held Friday, August 21st at 1:30 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Visitation will be held Friday, August 21st at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12:30 p.m. until the time of service at 1:30 p.m. Military rites will be provided. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Gary is survived by his siblings, Karen and Bill Doolin, Marcia and Sigurd Chesselson, and Glenn Rusty Hager. Gary Lee Hagar, 79, of Madison, formerly of Avoca. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca, died August 13th. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 21st at 1 p.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca. Burial will follow in St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery with military graveside rites to be conducted by the Avoca American Legion Post 335. Visitation will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Church Friday, August 21st from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass at 1 p.m. Memorials may be directed to the Riverdale Food Pantry or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Richard is survived by his six children, Debbie and Jim Patch, David and Terry Olson, Tom and Lori Olson, Lori and Mike Pink, Terry and Russell Zing Olson, and Steve Olson. Brother Dwayne and Karen Olson, sister Joan and Danny Crows, sister-in-law Mildred Olson, brother-in-law Gary Putman. 14 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Richard Arlen Olson, 94, of Avoca. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday, July 29th. A visitation will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Military rites will be held at 1 o'clock. A celebration of life lunch will follow at Turbo's. A private family burial will be held in the West Fork Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Stephen Shell is survived by his parents, Marty and Marie Shell, and Sandra and Alan Madison. Siblings, Jamie Shell, Jeff and Dana Shell, Trish and Bailey Shell, Cody Chris, Ryan and Sarah Madison, and Aaron and Abby Madison. Grandmothers, Pat Shell and Marilyn Meeker, along with many nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, friends, and loved ones. Stephen Garrett Shell, 46, of Irving, Texas, formerly of Richland Center. Albert Anthony Grell Jr., 91, of Gotham, died Friday, August 14th, at home. Funeral services will be held Sunday, August 23rd, at 1 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Bear Valley Cemetery with military rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 23rd, at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 12 noon until the time of service at 1 p.m. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Albert is survived by his three children, Mitzi and Paul Rossazuski, Chip Grell and Dawn Eno, sister-in-law Sharon Kramer, six grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Albert Anthony Grell Jr., 91, of Gotham. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly July 27th in North Carolina. A celebration of life party will be held August 23rd at the Lone Rock Community Center from noon until 4 p.m. Please wear your favorite Badger or Packer clothing and bring all your happy memories of Kevin to share. No tears, no sad faces. Kevin is survived by his mother, Amy Hoffman, and Jim Hine, stepfather, Jeff Crook, and Tina Dull, his sons, Jordan Hoffman and Carter Jocelyn, sister, Shania and Sam Olson, brother Caleb Crook and Allison Sturba, stepbrothers Jeff and Brianna Crook, Josh and Brianna Crook, and Jeremy Crook and Desiree Linz. Grandparents Pete and Dolores Way. Kevin's family would like to remind you that if you or someone you know is struggling and needs someone to talk to, please call 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Kevin Hoffman, 35, of Richland Center. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point, died May 31st. A celebration of life is planned for Sunday, August 23rd, from 12 noon until 4 p.m. at the old Avoca High School. The Gorgon Funeral Home in Dodgeville is assisting with arrangements. Carol Ann Randall is survived by her daughter, Robin and Dave Dawenbaugh, her son, Jason and Terry, son-in-law, Alan McCarthy, nine grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, sister, Norma and Tom Draves, sister-in-law, Pat Bowen, Aunt Marie Rako, many nephews, nieces, and cousins. Carol Ann Randall, 83, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of Avoca and Mineral Point. Edward L. Nottigall Jr., 89, of Blue River, died August 17th at SSM Health at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Monday, August 24th at 12 noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow at the Czech National Cemetery with military graveside rites to be provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Visitation will be held Monday, August 24th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 12 noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Ed is survived by his wife, Karen, his three children, Stephen and Mary Nottigall, Connie Bender and Joanne Govier of Lancaster, three stepchildren, Charles and Teresa Hart, Kathleen Hart, and Colleen and Stephen Smith, nine grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, six step-grandchildren, 11 step-great-grandchildren. Edward L. Nottigall, Jr., 89, of Blue River. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello, died Sunday, August 9th. A family graveside service will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Rockbridge Cemetery with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 30th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Gray Drake in Portage. Dennis is survived by his children, Jack Diedrich, Connie Diedrich, Richard Diedrich, Denise Diedrich, Delta Erickson Diedrich, and Daryl Diedrich. Siblings, Jean Bull, Thomas and Nancy Moore, Kathy and Tim Geiger, Stephen and Helene Moore, David Moore, Michael and Kim Moore, and Mary and Brian Robeson. 10 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center, died suddenly Monday, August 17th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 p.m. at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Shauna is survived by her husband, John Alexander, her children, Elizabeth Alexander, Michelle Alexander, Courtney and Michael Richards, Joshua Alexander, and Cassidy and Adam Ray, brothers Rex and Sharon Philpott, Brett and Brian Philpott, and Travis and Kelly Philpott. 9 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, Shauna Alexander, 71 of Richland Center.